Celebrations as the first cruise ship to dock in Melbourne in nearly 3 years arrives. Victoria's Minister for Tourism, Steve Demopoulos, excited by the prospect of more visitors to the state and more tourism dollars.
The first cruise ship back since the pandemic began. That is such a shift in terms of the optimism and the embrace that we have in terms of welcoming international tourists here. There's no better way there's no bigger way to arrive and disembark thousands of people in one shot than a cruise ship. 2,000 people are coming to the streets of Melbourne.
It's another sign of life returning to normal, with the World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Ghebreyesus delivering his own optimistic outlook.
Last week, the number of weekly reported deaths from COVID-19 was the lowest since March 2020. We have never been in a better position to end the pandemic. We're not there yet, but the end is in sight.
Since the pandemic was declared, there have been more than 6.4 million deaths globally. Weekly fatalities are now on the decline and are the lowest they've been since the pandemic began. Epidemiologist Catherine Bennett says while the announcement from the WHO is generally a positive one, COVID is still a significant disease and the announcement should be seen as a transition from pandemic to endemic.
We've got a combination now of hybrid immunity. So the combination of both infection and vaccination in the majority of the population now, and that hopefully will put us in a better position to help keep transmission levels low while we're still looking at Omicron. And even with other variants, it's probably helping globally new variants not appear.
Australia experienced its greatest number of COVID deaths this year, and since the pandemic began, nearly 14,500 people have died. The Australian Medical Association says on the ground it doesn't appear the end is in sight, as Vice President Dr. Danielle McMullen says the health system continues to struggle.
I think it's naive to think that we're at the end of the race. We're certainly still seeing high rates of acute COVID infections in the community. So we need to continue to provide care in an already strained health system. We also need to do a lot of repair work to catch up on all of the delayed surgeries and delayed care over the past couple of years. And we need to start doing some preparation work, both for further waves of COVID, but also for the significant impact that long COVID is likely to have in our community.
Director and CEO of the Burnett Institute, Professor Brendan Crabb, fears inequities with vaccinations will leave some countries more vulnerable.
Over 2 billion people in the world have not received a single dose. I've received four. You know, this is a totally unacceptable position from an ethical and moral point of view, but it's a very much an own goal from countries and the world trying to end the pandemic. We can't end the pandemic for anyone until we end it for everyone. We've been saying that from the beginning and it's still true today.
Dr. Ghebreyesus is urging countries now is the time to strengthen policies for COVID and future viruses.
A marathon runner does not stop when the finish line comes into view. She runs harder with all the energy she has left. So must we. We can see the finish line. We are in a winning position, but now is the worst time to stop running. Now is the time to run harder and make sure we cross the line and reap the rewards of all our hard work.
Gloria Claeys, SBS News.